I stand proud and brave and tall. I want just the sports on. Color me America, red, white, and blue.
I hate to interrupt this. Gary's saying, okay, go, go, go. He said, I'm cueing you, Rosie, go. I just hate interrupting this song. Amen. All right, Gary's saying, okay, now, Rosie, now. Okay, here we go. We're back to Rosie on the House. And I want to touch real quick on some tragic news that was in the world press this week about the collapse of the condominium in Miami. And we did get a fair number of inquiries at Rosie on the House about, hey, Rosie, what are the chances anything like that could happen? Well, the chances that it happens in America are tremendously rare. That's why something like this makes global news. This is something you would anticipate hearing from a third world country. What makes America different is what people don't realize, we do not have a universal uniform building code coast to coast. But we do have jurisdictions that adopt building codes based on their geographic particulars. Now, City of Phoenix, for example, updates their building code every 6 years. And it was just last updated about 2018. Now, when they do that, it causes all of us builders havoc because there's all kinds of little secret changes that sneak out that you never heard of before. But it's all for the better. And one of the ways those building codes are developed is uniform building code actually goes around and studies structural dilemmas, calamities, and disasters all over the globe to establish the standard that we build to. So I'd like to thank Big Media for publishing the article about engineer says chances of building collapse in Phoenix, highly unlikely. But the one thing I want you Arizona homeowners to hear is how this article is closed. This is the last paragraph of the article, and I quote, factors that could impact the stability of the building include deterioration caused by weather conditions, shifts in the soil, or any alterations to the building, unintentional or intentional, comma, listen closely, and I quote, like a remodeling project that was not properly permitted. We are currently putting together a proposal for a family who bought a home that had been improperly remodeled, and the roof of the addition is literally held up by Band-Aids and finish nails. When we opened the ceiling, it was all we could do not to tell the family, get out of this house. And we've got to go in and rebuild the entire structural skeleton. Of course, a project that was not permitted.
And this one that I haven't had a lot of the details on, this one in Miami, but what surprised me is that it was Miami. The one I always keep waiting for is the Millennium Tower in San Francisco that sunk 18 inches since it was built in 2009.
That's scary.
You know, that's 13 years old. There's 420 units inside.
Whole building is sunk 18 inches.
Yes. And
sleep tight.
And you see the videos and the reports on it, and these big, huge concrete columns that, you know, are in the basement that support it have these huge cracks through it. I'm like, why would you even go in there and sleep? And I'm trying to find it, but there is a bed designed for building collapse. So if you're sleeping in the building collapse, you know, it's this chest underneath it that you immediately, you know, it dumps you into it and it locks you on top. And it's got water and oxygen and supplies to live 72 hours while you're waiting to get rescued.
Well, if you live in a building that requires that, I would recommend possibly just changing a dress.
Yeah, I would too. I'm like, if you have to live where you have to have a bed.
Oh, mercy.
That you're worried about being, you know, collapsed in this building, just a moving would be cheaper than what this bed costs, I think.
We're talking a little bit about celebrating America, and we're going to bring our two special guests in next hour and finish hearing their stories and why they celebrate America. We'd love to hear your story on celebrating America. We've already had a couple listeners call in. Thank you, Mr. Wolf, for calling in and reminding me of your wife's story of escaping Germany. It was a they're the ones that brought us that homemade lasagna the last time we were out.
Yes.
And we're also going to talk about the 10 problems home inspectors are most often finding in real estate transactions today. You need to know about these things. Stay tuned, y'all.